Okay. What other herb do you have there?
And this one is from the birch tree. And if you got the flu, and stuff, it's just like a seed. You know, they come out in springtime and they're seed, and it's got a shell in there, and you take this and break it up like that. And I keep that on hand all the time. When I get flu, I use this one here. And
now, do you make this up into a tea to drink it?
Yeah, you drink it, yeah. Okay. It's awful taste and stuff, but it's, it'll cure you, though. Any kind of flu you got, it'll work for you.
Okay, when you make up this into a tea, how much of it do you put into the water?
Well, it depends on how much water you, how much you got, like a dipper. You take... If you want it really strong, if you want strong coffee, what do? You add more coffee to it?
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing as this one there. You put more. You put about half of this one here, half of this here.
Okay, so if you had real bad flu, you would make a stronger.
Yeah. Mom always carried this in all the time in a bottle. Now they got plastic and stuff, and that plastic is the worst thing you can put your stuff into, you know. Your drinking water and stuff like that, you know, the plastic bottles and stuff like that. They said that's, I don't know how people used to know that these stuff was going to come out. And they said, whatever you do, don't put them in these things like this, you know. Don't put them in there. Otherwise, and if you want to pick herbs and stuff like that, you got to go someplace where nobody haven't been. Where there's a lake and the water is not running, it's got more herb to it. I mean, more nourishment to it. Because that water is still, you see, and it stays right there. But if you go around out here and you pick herb, it's not going to do you any good because people walk around there. And it takes the nourishment right out of it, and there's nothing left.
Okay.